John will introduce the first of this week's four letters.
We reported last week that a visually impaired Norfolk man is participating in the Paralympics. Michael Pomeroy of Elsham was impressed. Your article about Paralympic skier Sam Cousins struck a chord. I had the pleasure of meeting Sam and his mum Becky last year when he came to my Masonic Lodge to tell us all about his exploits and achievements. We were singularly impressed by his energy, grit and determination to succeed despite his visual impairment. But what struck us most of all was the somewhat startling revelation that in spite of his number 5 world ranking, he receives no financial support from Sport England. In consequence, his mum, while holding down a full-time job, still finds the time to seek donations from the likes of us, to the tune of at least £20,000 a year, every year. He is about to appear on the world sporting stage, the pinnacle of years of hard work, training and competing against his peers. Whatever he achieves in the coming days will be richly deserved.
So far, we've had no news of how Sam Cousins has got on, although another British visually impaired competitor has won a silver medal in the skiing. Our remaining three letters are all on a very different subject, the controversial Sheringham bus stop. Brian Farrow wrote in from Sheringham, "Bus shelter saga must end." Every week, it seems that another minority splinter group is formed to try and impose its will on Sheringham Town Council with regard to its accepted plan for the bus stop. Their decision was quite simple. They were faced with three choices: demolish it, move it, modify it. One and two were unacceptable, which left three. This is the course of action that the councillors have chosen to take. The vast majority of the people of Sheringham have accepted the plan and want this blight on the landscape over and done with. Let them get on with it without further distraction and expense to the town precept.
Brian Farrow, who is also in Sheringham, observes that statistics are being badly misused. I, a Sheringham resident for 21 years, have been able to ascertain without a shadow of a doubt that the vast majority of the local Sheringham folk I discussed this total farce of the damn bus shelter with could not care one jot about its potential demise. Previous widespread reports that a 75% majority of Sheringham residents feel very strongly that this 1952 pretty damned ordinary structure be retained in all its glory is plain wrong. This perverse percentage, a figure supported in its entirety by our local MP, could not be much more of a travesty of the truth. A mere 700 folks initially last December seemed to make their observations about that shelter's demise, of which 525 demanded that the shelter remain in its full glory of ordinariness, with the solitary saving grace of Colin Seale's excellent train mural. That ratio is the 75% that deluded Steph Aquarone brought up in the House of Commons. Yes, he really did. The question now is just how many of the other 7,897 inhabitants of this town could care one little bit about keeping that bus shelter. For goodness sake, can we now just move on and rid ourselves of any more column inches of stupidity and come into the 21st century? Sadly, and extremely infuriatingly to myself and many others, it now seems we're going to be saddled with this awful building site blemish until the autumn, and that is totally unacceptable. This town's council should feel utterly ashamed of their crass, confused involvement in this whole sorry farrago, because the true blame lies firmly and squarely at their front doors.
Paul Milner, one of the regular evening news correspondents, takes a different angle. Norma for Norfolk over shelter. Whenever I read about the Sheringham bus shelter saga, I'm reminded of the phrase, N for N, Norma for Norfolk. This was a phrase allegedly devised by a medical professional at a Norfolk hospital to categorise some of their more intellectually challenged patients. The council want to build a smart new travel hub, which required the demolition of a utilitarian 1950s half-finished brick bus shelter. Outsiders would think, marvellous, but not in Norfolk. We have a demonstration to save this old bus shelter, thus putting the whole scheme in jeopardy. You couldn't make it up.